this week's parasha. Parasha's Kedushah. And the days that we're holding now, we may see us or amen. Shtei Parasha's Kedushah. It's Kedushah to you. Even Kval Yisrael to be Kodesh. What does it mean to be Kodesh? What does Kval Yisrael get this Kedusha? To be holy? We know, we make a bracha on a mitzvah, Yasher Kedishonu b'mitzvoysov b'tzivonu Shekedishonu b'mitzvoysov. With his mitzvahs. How do we become Kodesh? How do we reach a madrega of Kedusha? From the mitzvahs. When you do mitzvahs, you become a Kodesh. Mekayim mitzvahs Hashem. That's the way the world was made, right? It's just like that. It's not like any. It's like heebie-jeebies. It was made like that, right? The world was made like that. That kedusha comes from Torah mitzvahs. You want to be a kodesh? Shei kedushonu b'mitzvoysov. Every time you put on tefillin, you're one step closer to kedusha. Every time you mekayim mitzvahs kriyas shema, one step closer to kedusha. More kodesh, more kodesh, kedusha, and kedusha, and kedusha. Now, to understand what this means, there's a lot of different shot in the light in the Rishon. The Ramban has a beautiful shot in relation to you. He's talking about even things that are mutter to do. If you take upon yourself to be a Kaddish, let's go with this gang for now, this derech. Okay? Kiyum ha-mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah that we're holding in now, and every night, I hope every night, everybody's mekayim. You make a bracha. If you miss the day, you don't make a bracha. And we're counting three as a ha-imah. Yeah? Now this is a very, very easy, simple, looks like sort of dry mitzvah, right? You count. Count like every... This is Gevaldik, right? You sit someone down who knows nothing about Judaism, tell me about your mitzvah. Well, you know there's this thing called Shabbos, Gevaldik Zach. A day with the Rabbeinu Shalom, Kai mitzvahs, Shabbos, and you have all these Zachen, Kiddush HaLevona, you have with the tefillin, you have kashrus, lasach mitzvahs yimekayim. All these types of things that Rabbeinu Shlomo told us about. And mekayim mitzvahs kriyashma, mekabel malchus shamayim twice a day. There's tefillah, learning Torah. Well, and then you have this mitzvah that comes along once a year, 49 days, that you count. Make a bracha and you count. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. It's very easy to go through this mitzvah with nothing, you're not feeling anything, right? Tzvias HaOmer. Most people anyway look at Tzvias HaOmer like what? Like it's really the time that you can't shave, it's really the time of Avelis. That's why we count really to like Ba'omer. Nobody understands why we keep counting after like Ba'omer. If I shave there, and then you have, oh, because some people hold the second hand, so they really have to count. So we're counting for them, right? But long before Bikiva came along, there was this mitzvah of Tzvias HaOmer. It says in the Torah, Tzvatem Lochem. It's a song, also. I don't know if the song is out before the Akiva. The pasuk is for sure that before the Akiva. With Tzvatem Lachem, Smochas HaShavos, Sheva Shabbos Oish Tamimois. You're counting what? From Pesach, yeah? From the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, till what's known as the most incredible, unbelievable maimed in the history of the world. The Maimon HaTzina, Kabbalah Satayr. Gevaldik accounting. till you get to this holiday, a Yom Tov called Shavuot. I heard a Gevaldik Akasha, I just heard this word yesterday. What does Shavuot have to do with Kabbalah Satsayot? What an incredible name for Yom Tov. Shavuot. What does Shavuot mean? Weeks. An unbelievable name for Yom Tov, right? You have Yom Kippur, Pesach, unbelievable meaning. We call it Chag HaMatzos. The Bunshim calls it Chag HaMatzos, because he remembers how we made Matzos and ran out in a hurry. We call it Chag HaPesach because he passed over and he thought of us, he passed over the houses. Gevaldige, gevaldige Sache, Shavuot, weeks. Why? Because you count for a few weeks before Yom Tov. What's going on over here? What's Shavuot? What's happening? The understanding is, first of all, Shekadishonu b'mitzvoisov, I want to say, it does not mean to do the mitzvah. You do, obviously it does. Do the mitzvahs, there's a majega of kedusha that you're reaching from doing the mitzvah. But there's much more to a mitzvah than doing the mitzvah. Yeah? There's much more to a mitzvah. The Rambam says, the famous Rambam, quoted it many times, I think, in this Zadamite, in Hilchus Mezuzah, everyone has a mezuzah on their house. It's an unbelievable thing. I hope everyone has a mezuzah. Most Jews have mezuzahs in their houses, even on the bedroom some of them. And when you walk through the room, so a lot of people, right? My kids, I know, they're very marked to kiss the mezuzah when they walk through the room. Touch, sit in a locket, you touch the mezuzah, right? When you walk into a room, and they're very, very, very marked. Now, I want you to ask most people why they do this. Because there's a mezuzah on the door.
Remember Hashem, you come in and go
now. It says, the Rambam, Chayif Odom, Lehizohe B'mezuzah, Mepnei Shohei Choyvas, Shehi Choyvas HaKol, Tomid, V'chol Eis, Shehi Koneis, V'yeitze, Yifka B'yichud Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time you come and go to the room, you come in, you sort of meet up with the Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yizka Avosoi, V'yir Mishnosoi, V'shigyosoi, V'havle Yizman. V'yeda. She'ein Shem Dover, Ha'oimed Lo'oilom 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 Elo yedi astur oilom, umiyad uchizel daitoy vohilech bedarke meishorim. He says the Rambam. Now everybody that's mekayim mitzvahs, mezuzah, is very makbid. You go to the top sefer, you make sure to spend $110. I heard of a guy that bought a mezuzah this big. It takes up the whole doorway. But the Rambam state nocher hid that you have to chap. You have to chap what's going on. Every time you walk through a room, you run into the mezuzah. Oh, there you are again. Here's the brainstorm again. Shalom aleichem. Here's the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the person has to remember that this is what's guiding. This is what's watching. This is the Rebbeinu Shalom. Yichud Shmoy. You have to mechaven. And this is, according to the Rambam, You have a person that can have the most unbelievable mezuzah on his house, and he can walk past this mezuzah 1,000,000 times in his lifetime, and the Rebbeinu say he missed the boat. He was never mekayim the purpose of mitzvah's mezuzah. The kiyum mitzvah, he was mekayim the kiyum mitzvah. But for some reason, this person after 120 years goes up to Shemayim, and he has points for being mekayim the mitzvah, but they still look at him and they tell him, Rabbi, you missed the boat. You missed the boat. You missed the mezuzah. I mean, I kissed it every time, but there was no mezuzah inside the box. In your box, there was no mezuzah. In your box. After Sfiras HaOmer, so after this counting that you do, right? So most literatures, we count, and then we go to Aleinu, and then Baruch Hashem, I was over, and then we go on with our night. Some say the same Yichud before. If you look into the Bainish, if you look into the Tefillah after, Kabbalah Gezachem, to be son, while they Moshe Abdech, a little Tzvi, so Eimer, Kedei, what? Kedei, this is Tzvi, so Eimer, what? The Tareinu, Mitzipoiseinu, Mitzimoiseinu, Klippus, I still haven't figured out what that is, Klippus, this is Choshe Gezachem, Eile Gezachem. Tumo, to be Metarat from Tumo, to Moshe Kasav, to Pesor Yosechu, Kfaitam, Lechem, Mochaz, Shabbos, Shteit, and Pasuk. Yoim, Haviachem, Eimer, Tnufa, Shabbos. Sheva Shabbos is Tumim Tiyeno Shemoch Ha Shabbos Kedei Sheyitoharu Nafsho Yitzamcha Yisrael Muzamoso. Today we should be Torah. What are we supposed to be Torah for? Came the time Kabbalah Satori. It says to the Rebbeinu Shlomim, wait 3 days beforehand, go to Kaddish Yisrael, tell them. Right? The men really needed 1 day, the ladies needed 3 days to become completely Torah for Kabbalah Satori. You have to be Torah for Kabbalah Satori. The Eivishta gave us 7 weeks, 50 days to count. You're counting towards something. You're counting towards something. You're looking forward to something. You're internalizing what's going to be Kabbalah Satori. I heard an unbelievable test of this cash that we had. Weeks. What's Shavuos? What's Shavuos? Let me ask you a question. Everybody here knows. At least everybody says. That Klal Yisrael Yom Tovim are not what you call, not what you call a commemoration, right? We get together on Yom Tov and we talk about what happened 2,000 years ago, right? That's not what Yom Tov is for Klal Yisrael. Hello, what? What's Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael? It is a what? 3,000 years ago. It is a really, it is reliving. It's reliving the experience, the situation that Klal Yisrael was in every single year. That's Yom Tov. It's an infusion of that, so to speak, an infusion. Electricity, right? The Tashpah coming down from that time, right? And we're reliving it. Maisa, we're reliving it. Now I know every single year we go through another Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every single year we go through another Shavuos, a Kabbalah Satori. Now I have a question for you, right? This question.
Why weeks late?
So we're going to get to that. This is a little. We Jews answer questions with questions. So let's first ask another question before we answer the question. Why, when we come to Shavuos, that's a new Kabbalah Satori. This is, we're reliving Kabbalah Satori here, right? So let's say some guys decide, you know something, it's just too difficult. I mean, I hear this every day, right? I know lots of people decide this every day of their life. It's just too difficult for me. I'm sorry. Shavuos comes along, you get up there, right? You stay up a whole night learning, you decide it's too difficult. You come to davening in the morning, that's the time of Ma'amid Kabbalah Satori, and you say, no, sorry. I thought about this now for 18 years. No! I don't want the Torah. Every year I have a new right to say no. Right? I'm really thinking about the Torah. Now see what happens to you after 120. You go to Shemayim, and then they start giving you petch because you weren't Makabal. You say, no, you got me all wrong. I'm Shavuos. I said no. I wasn't Makabal the Torah. It's not going to happen. If I can help, I don't think it'll go over. Right? Even though nowadays a lot of excuses do work, this excuse I don't think will work. If I can go over. Why not? Kabbalah Satori, we're reliving Kabbalah Satori. Every year you make a nocha Kabbalah Satori. Kabbalah Satori, Lamaisa, me and you both know it was done years ago and we have no choice. Our fathers decided for us, and Shamas really, and Lamaisa, it was done already and it's too late to turn back, right? What are we doing? The Kabbalah Satori to us is Hagufa. That's what it was. That's what she's a Me'agbalah. And the mice of the 50 days of the way to cover the is all here. You heard it here first? Maybe. I heard it already somewhere else, but you heard it from the same place. It's all in the hachona. It's all in the preparation. Well, we are coming to the Lashem Yichid, right? Very good. It's all in the Lashem Yichid. It's all in the hachona. When we come to Shavuos, what we are celebrating, what's the Yom Tov for us, is that we're ready for Kabbalah Satori. That's what we just relived. They're getting ready for Kabbalah Satori. The level of Kedusha and Taira that we're holding on now, on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, this is what's Kabbalah for us now. This is what we're celebrating. We just spent 50 days counting. What did you do? I counted 50 times. Every minute, I said the L'Shem Yichud, and I said the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and I said Bo Oimer, and Lo Oimer, 3 times each time. And I even had somebody be moitzing me the bracha again a few times that night just to get enough to run about the bracha. I did everything. Afilu, Allah, Briska Chumras, with the Chazanish Chumras, with the Chassidish Chumras, everything I did. And I voice say, you missed the, and you're not ready for Shul, we're not ready for Shul. How'd that happen? Sfira Sahim, a Kedushin to you. I said, Kedushonu be mitzvois of meint ati for a Kedusha. A Kedusha with Havana from the mitzvahs. A Havana, what's going on? You're coming close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. You always speak out by Shemitah, right? famous Alpes in the Varek. Says there are people that are Mekayim Shmita, yeah, with Allah Chumas, and they miss the boat on Shmita. The Chitayim Amar Noichal, you come to Shmita, and there are some people that are worried about what they're going to eat, right? They're worried about what they're going to eat. The Maitre, Shmita comes, I'm not going to have food for a year. I the Abish, they gave me a promise. Okay, but you might have to worry about my, I have to, so the guy puts away $50,000 in the bank, right? And then he lives through Shemitah, again with Alechumus, right? He's done, Shemitah, and he says, shh, the mice, $50,000, it's a good thing I put that $50,000 away in the bank, because I don't have food! You missed the boat. What do you mean? I was the kind of Shemitah. Every chumah in the book, I was the kind of Shemitah. All mitzvahs. You have to internalize mitzvahs. Shavuot Shabbos, like we spoke out by Purim, Shavuot is one day, so for some of us 2 days. Some of us 3 days this year. Shavuot is not 2 days, it's Shabbos.
3 days?
No.
Very.
No Shabbos. You're having charat on the whole thing. You can't say no now.
Except when it's not 4 days.
Shavuot is very fast. You said about Purim. It's a choshev, a choshev, a choshev, a yom tif, a holy day, and it goes by like that. Without proper hachonis, everybody remembers the famous the story we said over, right? The Shabbos and Tzatz, we don't have to say over the whole story again. With the proper hachonis, the proper preparation, you can get the most out of the day. The preparation, I'm telling you, is he gufa a mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. Shavuos, why? What's it called, Shavuos? Because he gufa, ha gufa. That's the chashivas over here. The preparation, the weeks of the preparation going towards Shavuos, that is a big celebration on Shavuos. That I reached a level of Kedusha and Taira, I'm on a Madrega, stand by Har Sinai with Makabel Taira. Remember, we were Makabel Taira already. There's no turning back now. Don't think that you can get away with it. Abba Maisa, we have to still hold on to Madrega. Now, a Kli, right? can only hold, right, how much is big enough to hold, right? If you pour a bottle of, what do people drink around here? Soda, right? Sometimes juice, right?
Juice,
right? If you pour a bottle of something into a cup, right, you're only going to get enough that the cup's going to hold, right?
Oh.
If the cup doesn't hold it, it's going to spill over, right? You're not going to be able to put more into it than the cup can hold. That's the Matthias. Check it out. You don't believe me? A person is a Kli. A person is Makabal. A person, the Rebbeinu Shalom, Al Yedei Zeh Yushpa Shef Arav, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Mashpi on us. The Mashpi down. Unbelievable Zachin. Krat and Shur, Kabbalah Satoyer. You can only take in as much as your insides allow to accept, allow, come in. As much as you can accept the Kli that you are, right? As big a Kli as you make yourself, that's how much you can be, that's how much the Eibush can be beyond. These are honest, these shuas that you're making a Kli. We're in carpentry class over here. What's it called? It's a cheres, earthenware, right? We're making a Kli. Every one of us right now is building, we are building ourselves into a Kli. When you count Sphere, so every afternoon we're counting towards Kabbalah Satira, and every day we're getting closer to it, we're becoming more holy, more Kaddish, more Tahar. We're tired of some Tumor, some Klippas, like Klippas. We're getting closer and closer. Kaddish is on a very low Madrega. We need it to come up. We're also on not such a high Madrega nowadays, what's going on in the world. Also has a Shpana. We now have to remotire ourselves. We have to make ourselves holy. We have to build a Kli, a nice big festive Kli that we can hold all the in the world. Money Nach. Right. Let's not miss the boat. Let's go to Sfiyas HaOmer. Every day we have now a few more days left of the Heilige Day. Lag BaOmer. We should get the best out of that also. But every day in Sfiyas HaOmer, every day, Sfiyas HaOmer. count, to understand what we're coming closer to, what we're counting towards. Kids, right? My daughter, she knows exactly how many days from one birthday to the next. She starts from 364 months till the next birthday. She knows exactly how many days are left to her birthday and how many minutes and how many hours. This is a gewaldige day. We should know exactly. That's what we're doing. Okay. And with every day, we're getting closer and closer to this gewaldige maimed. We're bringing more kedusha, tying the mitzvah kedushin to you. Let's internalize it, let's understand it, let's do it.